Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here today to do healing work with everyone. So, like we always say, this is a session of healing that works in the now. The Creation Lightship comes once every 2,000 years to help humanity, and its main job is to clear away the negative densities from the planet Earth here, so that the Earth spirit will have the ability to ascend, and this is what it's doing now. And if we're fortunate enough to also clean ourselves out, like the Earth Spirit is doing with this cleansing process, then we'll be able to ascend also. So this is what everybody on the Earth right now is awaiting to do, is to do the ascension process. And hopefully you're going to be able to do that by cleaning out your emotional densities and traumas from your life. So, what I'd like everyone to do is to just click on, you know, Creation Lightship Healings. And then once you have it, you can scroll down if you wish to get the light beam up. And if you want to do a fast chat with us, you might want to do that first. So, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then you're going to scroll down maybe about an inch on your scroll bar there, and you're going to see the little blinking star, and above that it'll say Fast Chat, VBS Fast Chat, and click on that. And then once that comes up, then you want to minimize it, and then scroll down further to bring the light beam up. That'll be on your monitor screen. And then maximize, or just click on your Fast Chat on the bottom of your screen, and then you can be able to have the fat chat on along with having the light beam at the same time. And so I'm just doing that right now as we speak here. So we're first going to bring in some of the different energies for us here to experience. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Germain. And he's the one who helps me facilitate this healing from the light ship. So he's ready, so we're going to bring him in first. So these energies normally come in through the ceiling area of your house, your room that you're in, and they kind of swirl around, and you're going to feel, if you're a feeling person, a sensory person, you're actually going to feel the energy change in your room. And sometimes they actually can bring in colored lights with them, color frequencies, and they can also materialize physically. We've had people actually say they could actually see an almost real silhouette in the room. So, and it all depends what they choose to do and how you're able to perceive them. So here we go. Here comes Saint Germain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Yeah, you should feel the energy changing in your room. A lot of times you may feel your body temperature increase slightly during this process too. So we're going to first do with everyone is do an activation here. We're going to clear away from you entities that have attached themselves to you. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is a earth-based energy. So we're just going to do some clearing right now. And this is to get you more into your body so you're able to receive a much stronger healing. Remember, your spirit is the conduit for the divine to heal you. And so the energies come into your spirit for your healings. And if you're not in your body all the way, then you won't have, a healing that's going to be 100%. So, and then also the emotional body that this energy next goes to also can disrupt your healing. And there is 18 major energetic bodies that do hinder us for healings that play a role in this process. So right now we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. And so again, we're just going to be bringing forth energies that have left you. These are your spirit energies. Your spirit leaves through any time you go out of your body, like from pain, physical trauma, anxiety, being angry with somebody, taking drugs. All these will tend to have your spirit leave you. So we're going to bring more of you back into yourself. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit enters your body. And it will come in either through the top of your head or the heart. It knows how it wishes to do this. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do some more entity clearing here. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there, you should be feeling a little stronger now, doing some more releasing of entities. Remember, they have to be released from you in order to have your spirit come back into you. It's like having a glass of water filled. You can't put any more into it. So that's one process that you must do, is to release these out of you. And since they have lived here on the earth plane, these entities, they do need spiritual energy from spirits, from the divine, which is what's in your heart center, to actually live off of. So they use your own spiritual life force energy for their, we'll just call it their food, to make it very simplistic here. If there is no physical bodies here, the entities will not be able to live or sustain life, unless they go into an animal or something. But they like us because we're more conscious, do more things. And then the entities control your life, come into your awakening consciousness, and have you do strange things. So here we go. More of you is going to be coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in even stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Reading everybody in line here, your lowest person is about 48%. And the highest is about 80, which is very, very good. So I'm going to do it one more time to get everybody more into their bodies, at least halfway. So do some more entity clearing. And what you should feel is your body getting heavier. And if anybody does sense this or tingles or warmth, you might want to just come on the fast chat real quick and give us a few words here on what you have felt during this healing process here. Okay, that feels pretty good. And I'm going to bring more of you back now, doing a cleansing on your spirit. It has to be brought back into spiritual integrity, de-traumatized. So here we go. Coming back in your body more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah. That feels very good. Okay, we'll do one other part of the healing here. This is where you have your consciousness, your waking consciousness, drop down into your heart center. This is where you want to be daily. You should be here actually continuously throughout your life, so you can get your spiritual guidance. And when you're in your heart center continuously, then you know you're in tune with everything, and time can stop for you quite often because you're in the flow. So you're in the flow when you're in your heart. This is your internal guidance system, IGS. And your external guidance system typically is entities in your head, so you don't want to go there too often. And they will play around with you and do many things. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down to your heart center. Just think of an elevator dropping down from the 10th floor down to the first. And you may actually, I have people actually comment and actually feel themselves dropping down physically in their body. And if you, each time I stop doing this, they feel that they're maybe at their nose, maybe at their chin, and they actually have the sensation. So here we go. We're dropping yourself down. So going down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you should feel like you're in your heart. Another way of saying it, you can feel very centered in your body right now. And you can kind of even think that you may feel like you're listening to me now with ears on your heart. And if you say something to somebody in your room, it'll feel like your heart has a mouth on it. And this is where you want to be. When you get upset or get in trauma, naturally you pop out instantly. Remember, your spirit cannot handle these energies, so your consciousness actually jumps out and goes somewhere else. So we have Sylvia online, I think, here. Sylvia, are you there?
I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome to everyone that's with us, either listening or listening and watching the fast chat on BBS Radio tonight. And it looks like we've got a couple of questions from listeners. So we've got one that is asking, Ron, what's the difference between angels, archangels, prophets, and light beings?
Boy, that's a good one. Typically, a light being, in my terminology, is someone that has not left the creation light ship, and they're there residing there to help people. They can come down, say, to our planet through bilocation, but their life is actually on the light ship, and there's very few beings that are actually there continuously. And the angels are here as helpers. They come in to give us guidance sometimes. We see them as angels because somehow we were taught throughout our history that they look a certain way with wings. So on our planet, their appearance will a lot of times manifest in the different paintings that we see as a being that's very spiritual looking, a lot of white light, meaning spiritual, and they have wings. So naturally, on other planets, these same beings may turn out to be a different type of life form, entirely different. As far as the archangels, those are typically the ones that are in charge of the angels. It's somehow put in place, I believe, by the Galactic Federation, where they have a hierarchy of energies. I personally don't see a large separation of energies on the light ship. Although down here they might take roles, and they're given roles to do to help us. So for that, I'd say that's probably why they're involved in a different spiritual emphasis, okay? But basically, the divine is the divine. The light is the light. So you can't have less light or more light. It's just light is light. If you get infiltrated by the darkness, then definitely there is, you know, less light coming from the beings with their consciousness, but the actual spiritual hierarchy really should not even personally, you know, from my viewpoint, contain a hierarchy whatsoever. It should just be light energy. Any other questions, Sylvia?
That's the only question so far. We have some wonderful comments from Don and Nima about the way that they were feeling with the healing that you were doing, which is great, and it's always nice to hear that people are able to feel some different things with the healings happening, although, like Ron says, not everyone can feel it, and it's still working for you, so don't worry or stress if you're not feeling it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the healing.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing for me over the years watching people. You find these beautiful people, and sometimes even women, who really are on their spiritual path and they do all the right things, and they go, man, I just can't feel anything. And, you know, they're really plugged in. You can see the energy all around them, but they just don't feel. And that may be, it may be you listening tonight. So, you know, it's just the way it is. I can't answer the question why you're not feeling. I could say maybe the New Age cop-out, you know, in metaphysics is that, well, maybe you're not aware enough, or, you know, you're blocking something in your life. And I don't go there because it's just too harsh. And it's just, you know, just the way you are. Some people are probably, in a sense, maybe designed in this lifetime that way so that they can have their focus on other things instead of actually feeling these energies. And then some people say, yeah, I want to have my third eye open and I can't see anything and I want it opened up. Well, maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe you do better without having it opened, you know. So where you are, you're perfect. The divine sees you as perfect. In your worst day of your life, the divine still sees you as the perfect perfection of an experience that you're experiencing. This is why on the light shift, when you have healings, or if you do something yourself, requesting healings, your perfection is just changed from one state to another, moment by moment. And so if you have an aching arm and you don't want it to ache any longer and you request a healing, then, you know, request it once, maybe wait, you know, a minute or two, and then if you don't have the pain released, then ask again. The light only works in the now. And they're not continuously working with you. That's another a New Age misnomer, okay? I've had a lot of people say, well, geez, you know, I prayed for like a couple of days, and, you know, I was told in my head, which is an entity, that, you know, my guidance is working with me 24 hours a day for the last 3 months. Well, that's not true. Everything is in the moment. Light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is the matrix, if you want to use that terminology. And it's projected thought that you're working through, okay, working with. So we could probably go into the 18 bodies here. These are, unless you want to do another fast chat, Sylvia, it's up to you.
Well, let's take care of another question or so first and then get into that. We've got a great question here from Rob in Toronto, which is, he's asking what is...
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. He's asking what is the best way...
We're waving at you.
...to protect yourself from entities throughout the day.
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Well, ultimately, it's to get in your body 100%. Remember, they only come in when you're not in your body. So that's the way to protect yourself. The other way is to know that you do have them, acknowledge that as a fact of life, and that you want to release more of these entities out of you. And just do like I did, you know, have your spirit command these out of your body. Another way of saying it is say, I now, you know, ask my spirit that resides in my heart center to command the entities out of me and get them out, you know, and then do it some more. Maybe a little mantra like that, and because your spirit will do this for you. If your spirit's only 1% in your body, it has the power to get these things out of you. It may not get all of them out the first time. You only get one or two of them, but it'll keep working on them. And then you'll start feeling more and more centered in your body. You're going to feel that you have more psychic ability. Another way is to do this exercise. So here we go, everybody. This really works well. What you want to do is put your hands together from the sides and come in like you're going to be doing a prayer, the old like prayer mantra image here. But you don't want your hands to touch themselves. So move your hands in slowly, like from body width, coming in, and they're kind of centered around your heart center. And you're going to feel an invisible ball tension someplace, okay? It could be a foot out or it could be a couple inches away from each other, as your hands are radiating energies out of your palm chakras. Okay, so for the person now who's saying, I don't feel anything, what I want you to do is to take one of your index fingers, like one from your right hand, and tap your palm chakra, and maybe tap it a half a dozen times or a dozen times. Just keep tapping it. And this is a way to wake up your palm chakra, okay? And now do the other finger, your left index finger, and tap your palm chakra too. And remember, this is all body energy, so it's not a mental exercise, okay? You're actually connecting with your body in the physical. And then go back and forth a few times. Let me do it for a half a minute or so. As I'm talking, I'm doing it myself. And I'm feeling that my palms and my hands are becoming awakened, okay? And the intent here is that you're telling your body, and I'm also talking about it now, but you're telling your body that you want this energy to be activated in your palm chakras. And now put your hands together. And for myself, lo and behold, just by doing this exercise, I'm almost all the way out alongside of me. And so what you want to do now is bring your hands in, and you're going to feel like you're really compressing a big spring, okay? And allow your body to tell you this. Don't use your mind, okay? This is not a psychic exercise. It's a body energy. And now what I want you to say out loud, and you can write this down if you have pencil and paper, which is very simple. I now ask my body, or excuse me, I now increase my life force energy. So you are asking your body to do this, but I now increase my life force energy. This you just say out loud. And what you want to do, you don't want to keep moving your hands back and forth, kind of like you're building energy. You only want them to come out and to come in and stop, and then move them out again further and come in and out and further and come in. And each time you move them out, say the mantra here. So here we go. We'll start right now. We can do this in unison. I now increase my life force energy. Now move your hands apart and come back in again slowly until you feel that ball tension pressing against the palm of your hands. Go out about a foot further than you started with, okay? I now increase my life force energy. And again, move your hands further out again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. We'll do it 10 times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I just felt my whole consciousness shift in my body. I now increase my life force energy. I'm more awakened. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And last time, I now increase my life force energy. So your hands should be straight out alongside of you. It's like if you're standing against a wall. They should be all the way out, probably parallel to the ground and even with the wall. And typically I tell people to do this maybe 3-4 times a day and do it for about a week or so. And if you do this, believe me, your life will change. You're going to be more in your body. If you want to do it 100 times after this show, you know, go ahead and do it. You're going to be wide awake, although you may not want to do it tonight, especially if you're back east, you know, maybe in New York or Canada, you know, it is kind of late for you. But, you know, if you're driving home someplace and it's at midnight and you're a little bit tired, you know, after you practice doing this, you don't have to move your hands. You can just tell your body you want to increase your life force energy, maybe say it about 3 or 4 times out loud. Out loud is the key, because then you're communicating with every cell in your body. And instantly, you're going to be charged up. If you're a healer or a massage practitioner, et cetera, you do body work or you're around a lot of people, when you do this exercise, it will put this energy field around you. This is your spiritual energy from your spirit, and you're invoking it into your body. And this energy is going to repel psychic cords from people, psychic attacks, and it will allow you to have this wonderful pool of energy around you to draw off of so that you're not depleted. And like I tell people, you know, who just start doing massage work, or the common thing is they come to you, and you may have done this or heard about this yourself, that the person goes out and gets their certificate on the wall for doing massage work, and they work on a few clients, and the first week they're just exhausted because, you know, the client leaves feeling wonderful and they have all these aches and pains to deal with. Then after a few days, you know, their physical body does shed those aches and pains away. But they don't know why that's happening, and they kind of learn somehow to protect themselves some way or another. Some people just don't do it, and they give up that that modality of healing because they don't want to take on the trauma and the pain from someone else. So if you charge up, then there's plenty of energy around you, and that energy will work with your spirit to their spirit, and you're never going to deplete yourself.
You know, it'd be interesting if our listeners would like to try something. It'd be kind of fun to do that several times a day over the next few days, and then maybe on Monday when we have the 4 p.m. Radio show, 4 p.m. Pacific time, you could give us a fast chat and let us know how that went for you over the few days and what changes you noticed.
Wonderful. I do know if you do it like maybe 200 to 300 times, you'll actually feel your body kind of quiver on the inside a little bit as the energy blocks are being released from you. And once you get done doing this, you're wide awake, you're flying high, and you have tons of energy. So this is, you know, what you may want to experience. And the more you do it, the better off you are. But after you get your body trained, you could get yourself pumped up probably within, for myself, about 5 seconds.
So, well, I'd like to take one more question before we get into the 18 major earthly bodies. And we've got a question from Nima. And she's asking, what exactly is the Galactic Federation?
Oh, boy. Okay. Since I mentioned the light ship comes once every 2,000 years, in the meantime, when they're not here, and the light ship typically will come and be here for probably what they told me they'd be here for about, I think it was 20 or 25 years after the universal shift to hold spiritual integrity here, which is quite a long time. So in the meantime, after the light ship leaves, this is what's created you. You know, it's kind of like the mother hen checking on, you know, the little baby chicks, okay? And we're the baby chicks. So then it leaves something in charge, which is the Galactic Federation. Now, these are, if you want to use the word, our three-dimensional UFO friends. These could be the Pleiades, the Arcturians. You know, there's so many names of races that have visited us here. And there's only a few that we actually know the names of. But we'll just keep it very simple. And we'll just say, out of all of those, we have those two races here. Well, a lot of those energies are not holding spiritual integrity. So I'm not trying to pick on those two races, but everybody has heard about them, okay? And so what happens is, I'm assuming that anyway. So what happens is, because they're not holding integrity, we have darkness here. And the darkness just kind of crept in. It creeps into our consciousness. It creeps into them. And so they're not holding light frequency. So after the universal shift, then what should have happened when Jesus was here, that's why he came here. There's no reason for him to come other than that to do the universal shift for people. So after that process, the earth did not shift. So we're doing 4,000 years now of this trauma, same vibrational frequency in 3D. But what happens is the Galactic Federation is our spiritual hierarchy. Like I said, I don't like to use the word hierarchy because that means that there's somebody in control over you. So, but that's what they created, okay? And from there is where the masters come down through. They come from the light ship, typically, and they drop down to the Federation. And then from there, they come, these masters come here and they do their teachings. Well, if the Federation is not in light completely, then their teachings cannot be typically always in 100% light. It depends how much integrity they're actually holding themselves. So anyway, the Federation is supposed to hold us and keep us sacred. Remember, this planet was not created to be drama, trauma, anxieties, pain, torture, etc., ET abductions, a prison planet, so to speak. It was created to be love and light. And that's what the Earth Spirit created. And so since they're not holding the integrity, they allowed the darkness to creep in here into their organization. They're kind of like the UN that we'd have here on our planet with all the different races meeting to hold integrity here to try to keep us in the light. And so that they kind of faltered there and, in a sense, got into bed with them for their own personal reasons, allowing ET abductions here. I'm sure everybody's heard about, you know, what people have had with that process. I won't go into that too much. It's kind of negative or very, very negative, and it's very upsetting for people who've had that experience. But they're supposed to be here to protect us. So they are our protection from other 3D energies coming to our planet to invade us. And they're not doing their job. So the light ship comes every 2,000 years to find out where the darkness is to clear, the energies away so that its creation, that it created in the light, can come back again in the light completely. So that's kind of where we are now. We're at the very end of this process. So I hope that answered your question. You can probably do some research on the net, you know, and find all the information. But, you know, from my standpoint, you know, our UFO buddies out there, the aliens are doing a very horrible job of protecting us here. So anyway, that's where I am with the situation here, and that's why I'm here from the light ship to bring back spiritual integrity here. And the few people, you know, the ones that I reach, like are listening tonight, you know, I should have thousands online, and I may only have, you know, hundreds, you know, or I should have millions online actually to do this universal shift. But, you know, the ones that are awakened enough to understand that this is really meaningful, you know, and what surprises me is that people will just say a typical Christian, they, you know, they have the Bible and they read it and they know that Jesus came. And, you know, they don't understand probably that he came for the ascension process. And so he showed people how to do the ascension. And, you know, are they preparing themselves for it, you know, and you know, maybe not, you know, in their own way they may be, but they're not cleaning out their emotional energies out of their bodies. As a lot of those beliefs are in very much a judgmental reality. Even the Christian-based religions, you know, kind of fight against themselves, thinking that their religion is the best one, you know. And then even, you know, some Christian religions believe that Jesus was God, other ones believe that he was the Son of God. So right away, they're in conflict with divine order right off the bat, out of the chute. So, but anyway, what should we do next, Sylvia?
Well, I think we promised to talk about the 18 major earthly bodies. We've spoken of several of those. You've talked about the emotional body many, many times, almost on every show. And that's the body that, as I understand it, stores a lot of emotional judgment and trauma in the cells of the body and also the spirit. And by releasing that, a person can actually come into the now and have an ability to be in their body because they're, you know, the spirit will actually want to come in to the loving energy as opposed to the judgment energy. But there's a lot of other bodies as well, the feeling body, the pain body, the mental body, and now there's other ones that have kind of recently come to light. We had a question from a listener the other day as to what those other ones are. So let's talk about those. So I think the first one that we had heard about is the trauma body.
Yeah, there's quite a few bodies. These are the major ones. There's also sub-bodies. But the trauma body is how the physical body stores trauma. So just kind of, if you like, visualize invisible pieces of glass around you or cellophane or something, and each one of these has a certain frequency that it hangs onto energies with, and they imprint upon you. And as you start to resonate with different energies, they actually get imprinted, and then you have to work through those processes. We have a quick thing on Fast Chat here from just like Tammy. She wants to know, like, if nobody's ever heard about the light ship, how do you work on yourself? What do you do to get rid of emotional energies? Well, the first thing I'd say, Tammy, is that on other planets, what happens is about 250 years before the ascension, everybody's working on themselves. Okay, so we're already lost 200 and probably 40 years of that. Okay, from the dark side being here. Okay, but typically, the parents would work on themselves, and they would clear out their emotional traumas, okay, which is why people die, number one. So at that point, they'd have a child maybe in their later life. A child would be better than they'd be as far as emotional density. Then that child would do the same process, and maybe after a couple, two, three generations where we would be right now in their time, we'd be pretty much along our way. We'd be, you know, near the graduation point. And we'd probably only have about 5% to clear out. Where we are now, we're like starting from like square one, like 4,000 years ago, trying to get cleaned up, you know, in the next year or 5 years from now, okay? So basically, if you've never heard of this program and you wanted to work on yourself, what I would say to do is go to the shopping mall, sit there for about 5 hours, maybe get a glass of water or something to drink, and watch people, and keep watching people, and judge those people. Each time you see somebody, say, okay, I'm judging you. What comes up? And whatever comes up is what you're resonating to. It could be 1% of what you're seeing, or it could be the 100% of what you're seeing. It makes no difference. It's a judgment. Whether it be good or bad, it doesn't make any difference. It's still a judgment. So you want to get rid of these energies out of you. And then you ask your body to release it. And just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And after probably maybe 50 people to maybe 1,000 people that walk by that have that same scenario that you're seeing, you're going to finally hit the point to where you look at that person and it's gone out of you. You're going to say, oh, I don't resonate to this person, maybe wearing a chain in their nose going down to the ground into their pocket or something, or large earrings in their ears, or maybe having their hair spiked or wearing mismatched clothes, or, from A to Z, whatever, you want to look at. Years ago, I'm sure that, people didn't like to see different races marrying each other, okay? So, if you just think back in your lifetime here, maybe go back to maybe the 60s, you very seldom saw any white people with black spouses, And that was a big judgment here that the whole country had to overcome, Now you see it, and it's like, it was fine for most people. Maybe not in the South, but, anyway, I think you know what I'm talking about. So, people kind of got rid of that judgment and just saw them as people. And, that's basically it. So that's kind of what it is. So we'll just run through some of these bodies here. There's the emotional body that I always do. That's, if you do one thing with me in your life, do that one. That's the most important. And then the feeling body, sensory body. There's a pain body. So let's talk about the pain body. The pain body, let's say that you had a problem, say, when you're about 10 years of age, okay? Maybe you had a stomach ache that lasted for a month. Well, that energy is still with you. Remember, energy is always with you from the get-go. Okay, and you have to transmute it, change the form on it in order to get rid of it. And so if you had pain in your stomach, for a month, that energy in that pain body is still there. Maybe dormant, but it's still going to affect you energetically. So once you get it released out of you, then you're free of it, okay? And it could be manifest again. The body could say, I want to now create this pain into the physical body because I want to be released. And at that point, you now have pain in your body. Okay, naturally there's a mental body, a trauma body. There's the skin itself has a special energy body signature, and these are all invisible. Some could look physical to us. There's a body that stores our fat tissue, so like a fat body. There's the fluids inside of our body. There's a special energy signature for that. We have our body magnetics. You can think about that a little bit with X-rays, et cetera, EMF. Or just think of a pigeon. Think of the homing pigeons. They use some type of magnetic resonance some way to find out where they have to fly to. And also, think of dolphins and whales, okay? So we do have energy bodies sort of like those, okay? We have a body that we use to see psychically with, and that can cloud it over. So we'll just say a third eye in a sense. We have naturally our psychic body, which is like a projection of ourself. We have a body that goes out and can do, spiritual warfare out on the astral plane. Sometimes our spirit does that. Not another body does it for us. To do our time traveling, if you want to use that terminology. We have a body that senses, different types of odors, smells, etc. Okay, so if you notice that if you go somewhere and you go, man, this is a beautiful smell of roses, well, that's that body liking that. If you go, around maybe a stockyard, you're not going to like that either because the smell's going to be kind of putrid, and awful, and that body, doesn't like it either. Remember, this is all judgment, you see. Next is a body which allows you to have flexibility, inside of your physical body, maybe stretching your arms out. Maybe you could be elderly and, you know, your back hurts a lot. You bend over and you have a pain. Well, there's a body that covers that energy. You have a body for actually hearing. You have a body that regulates your, you know, physical body temperature. And if you notice, you're probably warmer now than what you were initially. You probably have the light screen, light being on your screen. She is a little bit activated right now. But just doing our life force energy, your whole body temperature should have increased a little bit. It means that you're running more energy. So that body now is attempting to balance itself because you're probably, you know, a little bit warmer than normal. And you may like that if you're in a cold area. And you can also talk to your body sometimes and say, hey, you know, I'm getting a little bit cold. Can you, like, you know, turn the thermostat up a little bit, okay? That's that body. You have a body that samples the environment, maybe wind conditions around you. And that's basically the different bodies that I'll be doing clearings on to help people get more densities out of them. But the main thing, remember, you're working toward having a light body, okay? And so whatever gets in the way of having your body turn into light, which is, you know, holding spirit energy, is what you want to work on. So I hope that kind of clarified a little bit for some people there, or all of you. I know there's a lot to kind of chew on, but well, basically, when I came out over 2 years ago, the light ship, since they're only in the now, projected out that by probably doing a few hundred healings on people, they would tell their friends, and then their friends would tell their friends, and I'd be seeing, you know, auditoriums full of people, you know. And they said, Ron, you have a mission of 2 years. Well, the 2 years ended last February. And so they're like, oh, my God, this place is very dense. Nobody's catching on, you know. And so they're just kind of hanging in, hoping to get, you know, who they can get to listen, you know, to understand about healings, to work on themselves. And, you know, I'm sure they're very disappointed, but they're only in the now. And, you know, whoever is willing to choose to do the ascension is going to be doing it anyway. So, but for myself, it's just very sad how the mind control is so strong here, preventing people from moving forward to understanding. And like I've said on other shows, you know, the Galactic Federation chose to bring in technology this last, say, 100 years. And it's been, you know, it's such a great leaps and bounds that people now, you know, really don't care too much about spirituality. The ones that are awakened are looking for it. But typically, you know, we have our computer, our cell phone, a car, you know, we're very busy with all these things. You know, why couldn't they have brought this to us, you know, 1,000 years ago? They could have, you know. And then just think where we'd be right now. We'd be able to use this high technology to heal ourselves. To do this, but instead we're sidetracked with instantaneous gratification. So, Sylvia, do we have anything else on Fast Chat? I know we're running kind of up on time here. We have about 15 minutes. So.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We have Dawn in Michigan asking if disease is basically caused by negative entities or is it our negative thought patterns?
Both. Good question. Very good question. Okay, so entities, when they attach to you, can bring you pain. Let's just say that you go to a hospital and you have a broken arm, okay, and they have to do surgery on your arm. Well, number one, when you're put under with the, you know, anesthesia that they give you, number one, you're out of your body, so that draws entities to your body automatically. That's that's 100% there. So now you're collecting entities. And next thing is that your arm is now in pain. So what draws entities to you? Like I said before, pain draws them to you. Okay. So now you're gonna have everybody in the hospital that maybe lost an arm. You know, those entities are gonna come to you because they have an arm missing. And where's a better place to go to than a hospital? Or maybe go to some place where they're having wars, where people have their arms, you know, maybe blown off or something. So there could be thousands of them in that hospital. And you're there, and they go, man, now I can get my life force energy. I resonate to this pain. I'm coming right to that person. So here you are in the poor hospital trying to get well. You get full of entities. They're all around you, sucking your energy off you. Remember, they need your spirit for their life force. And that can give you more pain. because they have pain. So if you go, if you have a situation like that, then by all means, you know, get these things out of you. You know, have somebody clear you, or you know, ask your spirit to get rid of the entities, because they'll prevent your healing process. So yes, both things happen there. And what was the first part of the question, Sylvia?
If diseases are caused by either entities or the negative thought.
Well, all illness is separation from spiritual truth, which is judgment. So your body is a walking judgment factory, and it's there, you know, to the disease comes up normally at later life, typically. Your body is always trying to get your attention. We'll use that broken arm scenario. Let's say you had a broken arm at the age of 50. Well, you probably have seen events happening in your life, maybe for the 20 to 10 years prior to that, about people having a broken arm or having an arm issue, because your spirit is bringing you to a location to see somebody with an arm problem. And so you should say, oh, man, this guy has a broken arm. You know, you saw that maybe 10 years ago. You say, oh, I must have an arm problem myself. I have blocked energy there. Then you ask your body to release the energy out of your arm. So that's as simple as that, as far as the healing initially. Well, we don't do that. And, you know, instead of being a little twig that your spirit hits you over the head with, you know, eventually, it's a big 4x4, then you have your traumas. So, yeah, everybody dying on this planet is because of emotional densities taking over the body, which is mainly because your spirit's not with you. And you haven't worked on your stuff. Your stuff is passed on by your ancestors. So everything in your life is programmed from them, and you're all dealing with it. So hopefully that answered your question.
Well, great. Well, our show's going by very rapidly, and we have just a little bit of time. So I think maybe this would be a great time to go to the light ship for a short while, and then we can come back and talk about the upcoming dates that people might like to make a note of.
Okay, so just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Let's go to the light ship for 5 minutes here. Remember, they can stretch time out, so don't be too disappointed. We're also going to energize the light beam at the same time here. That's on your monitor screen. So if you have any friends or animals or plants you'd like to bring up to the light ship, just think of them right now in your consciousness. And the creation light ship is placing around you this beautiful cocoon of conscious healing energy. And you're now going up, and you're there physically, just like you're here. You're out of time. You're in their time, and now their body's scanning you. You're now talking with the doctor teams. And remember, the entities don't go to the light ship. Okay, that's an earth-based energy. So now you're free of entities on the light ship, and they'll work with your physical problem. When you come back down here again, the emotional traumas, your baggage, entities will come back to you again, okay? Remember, it's up to you to clear yourself, okay? And so we're going into a room now, and I had a lot of requests for the amethyst healing room before, so we'll go into that room here. And we're probably in about a dozen rooms right now at one time. I'm only seeing one of those rooms. So you may feel the energy of amethyst around you. We'll bring it into your room right now. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Beautiful. Very nice energy. We're now going to bring in and go to another location on the light ship. I had requests to have the beautiful water where there's whales, so we'll go into this room next here. Remember, these doctor teams are three light beings, and they take on the physical form of the next incarnation, and these will be whales. So here they come in this beautiful liquid light energy water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And again, request your healings. And we're in this beautiful water right now. We're bringing the whale energy down here for you to experience. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. and was to experience that here, to sit back and relax. We did have someone write on the fast chat about how they can clear, you know, their entities out of their boyfriend and refuses to listen to, you know, anything positive probably. Well, that's probably true. Entities won't want to do that. Whenever I say I want to work with somebody and do entity clearing, entities normally will tell the person that, you know, they have a problem, they can't see me that day, they'll cancel their appointment. You know, it's like, you know, they'll say, well, my parakeet is sick and I can't leave my parakeet, you know, so I got to do it in a different day, but when, I don't know. Well, that's the entities not wanting to leave the body. Remember, your body's a host, and entities love it, and, you know, by all means, they're not going to, you know, want to have a healing. That's the last thing they're going to want to have done. If the lifestyle of your boyfriend, if he drinks or has any kind of addictive patterns where he goes out of his consciousness, you know, smoking pot, taking hard drugs, et cetera, drinking a lot of wine or anything like that, once you start losing your consciousness, then you're out of your body completely. And naturally, entities come in, and they can be having them do that process. So it is kind of a rough one at times to have people do that. I can work with them one-on-one if they want to get cleared out, but I can release them, you know, on an absentee basis. But what happens is that if the person is not willing to be responsible for being in the body, then, you know, nothing that I can do is going to help them. It's like, you know, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know, I can clear the entities out, but if they smoke pot or drink, you know, 20 beers in a day, then forget it. Or go to bars. There's no way that I can keep the entities out of the person. It's up to them to want to be conscious. And this is actually consciousness. You want to be spiritually conscious. So I hope that kind of answered your question. And we're going to another location now on the lightship. And we're now going into a room. And this is a special room just for you. Okay, we're going to a whole different location on the lightship. Remember, there's many stories to this. There's almost 200 stories on the lightship. It's about 500 miles in diameter if it were to materialize. And we're going into the room that is your creation room. This is a very sacred place. And they're going to bring up your spiritual blueprint of who you are. This is a spirit in your body. In wholeness, this is actually you with your twin flame energy before you were split in half, okay? And you're in this room right now, and if you can say anything, you're going to actually see a bright light figurine, this beautiful silhouette of who you are. Remember, the light ship, you're still a light beam because you haven't left yet, okay? Once you leave the light ship, then you're a regular spirit to go out and experience energies. So we're going to count to 10. I count to 10 because it's the way to command the energy. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're coming into yourself. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may feel your body kind of quiver. You might feel tingles because you are having this experience in real time right now on the light ship. And your spirit is completely with you right now. So just kind of sit back and relax and ask for healings. You can ask your spirit, since you should be in your heart chakra still, you can ask your spirit for guidance. And the question is, what is a twin flame energy? Just briefly, when you leave the light ship, because your spirit needs to have an expression, a mirror to itself, that it can see its spiritual growth, in a sense. That might be the wrong word to use. That's kind of New Age metaphysics. It needs to have a way to share its experience. So you divide exactly in half, and half of you goes out to some planet, some other place, and another half goes to other planets. And then you rejoin, and then you can communicate back and forth and tell the other half of you where you have been. So that's your twin flame energy. There's probably only about maybe, at the most, I'd say a couple hundred twin flame energies on this planet here that are living here physically. So if you happen to have a twin flame energy, and you know, and you know the person, it's an experience that you're never going to forget. Love intensities a million times out of a regular relationship. If you think you've ever been in love with a regular person, Until you meet your twin flame, it's nothing. So, here we go here. And again, just enjoy this wonderful energy. This is your twin flame energy with you here. And like I said, you may be having tingles in your body now. Remember, where your spirit was not is where the tingles are probably happening. So by having your spirit with you, you're now having healing working through your body. And most people sample and feel the energies of tingles. Some people can feel a lot of warmth in their body. I've had people actually break out into a sweat when their spirit came into their body because the energy is so strong that the body goes through that reaction. But typically, tingles are what people feel in the healing process when their spirit integrates more fully with them. So we're going to go to one more room here. And we're going to go to the room where they can help you release physical body pain from yourself. And we'll be in this room for probably about 15 seconds our time, but you're up there a lot longer than that. So don't feel like you got shorter because this is just a 5-minute experience here. Remember, they can change time. We're in their time frame. So we're ready to come back. So we're going down to the through the long hallway back to the orientation room, and this is where we're conferencing again with the Life Being teams. If you're fortunate to see them, which people have done in the past, it's wonderful. You're very blessed if you can see that. And it's quite an awesome experience. It changes your whole mindset. You're never the same afterwards. Anyway, that's what I see daily. So, that's where I live, basically. I'm here and there at the same time. But feel blessed if you can sense any kind of energy in the light ship. And you're giving your thanks for going into the transporter room where they're placing around us right now a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. This energy is going to be with us for the next 5 days for additional healing. So, like I said earlier in the show, ask, moment by moment for healing. Placing around us this beautiful white light energy, this white light cocoon to transport us back here. And we're coming back down right now, and now we're here. So we're doing a special event a week from tomorrow. It'll be the on the 16th. It'll be the 4-hour lightship healing. It's only $60. So if you want to have an experience that's experience that is very profound, something that you can never experience anywhere by any type of say healer or healing. This is it, and it's designed for the ascension process. The light beings work with you for 4 hours our time. It feels like maybe 20 minutes or so goes by. It's very quick, very fast. Most people at the very end of it, wish that they could be up there longer, and you're not fatigued at all, so don't think of it as being like a drag, like you're going for a long process and it's going to wear you out. It energizes you. I have a lot of miracle healings, and it's only $60, so you can connect with me.
It's a very, very sacred experience, and one that you will always remember. It's just mind-blowing. So definitely connect with Ron. I hope to see all of you on that call because I think it's something that you will just be so happy that you did.
Yep, so we'll say goodbye to you tonight, and the ones that are going to be on next Monday, practice your life force energy. I'd like to see the fast chats on that. That will change your life also. Do it like, 3-4 times a day, but you have to say it out loud. And, if you're at a workplace, go to a bathroom, to start mumbling or something, and as long as you say it out loud, your body will connect with the energy. So we'll sign off now. So I'll bid you all goodbye and just blessings to everyone. And I hope that this session tonight helped you out and Blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all.